We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 12. Luke records God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured. We've been talking about the fact that Paul, as a tent maker, working during the heat of the day, used two things to wipe the sweat from his body. First, he used what the Bible calls a sudarian, or a face cloth. Second of all, he wore what was called a semikentheon, which was a work apron that was normally worn without a shirt. Luke records that as people took both the sweat cloths and probably pieces of his apron and took them to people who were sick and those who were harassed by demons, that they were healed. So we were looking at the characteristic then of these sweat cloths and aprons that give us a larger picture of the relationship between God's power and, of course, human instruments. Last time, we noted that these sweat cloths and aprons had no inherent religious beauty or glory. We are so used to this idea in our culture, especially in our church culture, of the dazzle of religious beauty, the charm of sanctified prosperity, and the glow of choreographed, perfect Christian television. But the New Testament doesn't call us to any of that. As a matter of fact, even Jesus did not have that. Isaiah chapter 53 said he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, and yet we were drawn to him. Well, friends, we were not drawn to him by religious beauty or perfection. We were drawn to him by grace and mercy and compassion and forgiveness and the power of God that flowed from him. And that's to be our understanding as well. In 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 10, the main character in Luke's Ephesians story writes this: "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." You know, in Paul's era, it was normal for people to conceal treasure in clay jars, jars which were quite ordinary and thus didn't betray their precious content. They would take those jars of clay filled with treasure and bury them in their yards. And so, not having banks, that's what many people did. While in 2 Corinthians 4, these jars of clay represent our human frailties as we carry about the all-surpassing power of God. So that's the first thing about Paul's sweat cloths and work aprons. They had no outward religious beauty. And here's the second thing. They also provided no impediment to God's supernatural work. The NIV version says, "handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched Paul." That's good, but the original language is stronger than that. It means that they had been directly applied to his body. Let me suggest that many Christians have established an artificial separation between the natural and the supernatural, between labor and spiritual activity, and between the spiritual and what we call the secular. Paul was in a Roman-controlled city that was highly influenced for generations by occult practitioners, and God was looking for a way to impact that city by his own power, the only legitimate power. God's choice of methods is both amazing and contrary to anything that we might have imagined. A tent maker wiping his brow with a sweat cloth and soaking a work apron with perspiration is being used by God to heal the sick and deliver the demon possessed. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.